At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPerksonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
Motherhood often feels like a game of guilt management. Sometimes the guilt is overwhelming and debilitating, sometimes just a low simmer, but it always feels right there. Jen Hatmaker, saying these wise and true words, makes us wonder about parenting. This is Manika in Chimes Radio. Parenthood indeed is a roller coaster ride, where looking at our children gives us immense joy at the same time. Not being able to spend time with them fills us with guilt beyond imagination. So much so, it starts mentally affecting parents' mind. Why this guilt and how to overcome this? To go deep in the subject, today we have Ms. Mahalakshmi Rajgopal, the Managing Trustee of Sahayam, a registered organization which works towards emotional enrichment of individuals with counseling. Today, we will talk to her about guilt and parenting. Having worked in the field of mental health as a psychological counselor and EFT practitioner, she comes with a rich expertise in the field of parenting. Welcome to Chimes Radio, Ms. Rajgopal.
Thank you.
Please tell us about yourself.
Yeah. So I have been in the field of mental health for the last 27 years. I have worked as a counselor. I've had my private practice in different cities. And over the years, I have worked as a school counselor. And so I have always been working in the space of parent counseling because of being a school counselor.
Okay. And please also tell us about Sahayam.
So Sahayam is 6 years old. And another area which is of in Sahayam, we do a lot of individual consultations, training and workshops. And another thing which I realized, was even most of this psychology and as well as clinical social work degrees, the students, when they come out, they do not have enough of, they do not have the practical knowledge. That's all a lot of theory. So that is what motivated me to design counseling courses.
That's great. I'm sure you must have got a lot of parents who've come to you with the concern of guilt as parents while raising their children. And if I may say in the words of Sheryl Sandberg, CEO of Facebook, guilt management can be just as important as time management for mothers. Even professionals like her believe managing mother's guilt, as we famously call it, is tough to manage. After all, when they go to work, they leave a piece of their heart behind. So, Ms. Rajgopal, why this guilt in the first place?
So, guilt is more specifically experienced by the mothers. I wouldn't say fathers do not experience guilt, but it is more frequently and more intensely experienced by mothers. Why does this come in the first place? Most of the mothers ourselves, the young mothers themselves, have not been able to wean themselves away from the stereotypical tendencies and the stereotypical expectations that we have about mothers. Earlier, yes, mothers were purely homemakers, right? Presently, we are trying to juggle into many roles. And so when we are juggling into many roles, we all need to have the clarity that, yes, we would be dividing the time from the homemaking role only for our career, for our work, right? This is something which we ourselves are having extremely high expectations. And it is also fueled further by us not weaning ourselves out of the stereotypical tendencies.
Yes, that is right. I agree with you, and I'm sure all the parents listening to us agree with you as well. Marriage is a cart carried by two wheels. Parenthood is a cart that is supported on two wheels. Ms. Rajgopal, what do you think? How important is a husband's support for a guilt-free working mother?
Yeah, see, the husband's support is extremely very important. Another area is probably the mothers themselves are not very clear. It's perfectly okay if even today's world, there are some women who would prefer to be full-time homemakers. It's perfectly okay. It's perfectly okay if I feel that, I am more a professional person and I do not want to spend time, much time at home, right? It's perfectly okay because each of us can have different kinds of mindsets towards both these fears. Now, in both these scenarios, the husband's support is extremely important. It is definitely a beautiful, a very ideal situation if you're going to have the family support, say the parents, in-laws, etc. But I think that is asking for too much in the Indian scenario. So definitely the husbands, because see, the husbands are also of the same age group, right? So they definitely are meeting women even at their workplaces. And hence their mindset needs to be in sync together so that they are able to understand that this they need not go through this guilt trip. Because even when the mothers are going through the guilt trip, the fathers surely are passively, they are going through the guilt trip too. So they both need to wean themselves out of it. And that can happen only if they both are able to sit down and really, you know, consciously come out of the stereotypical tendencies and expectations. They both are consciously able to decide on what their priorities are. And what is more important is, yes, the husband also needs to accept. Suppose one particular mother is very much only to be a career woman. And she really feels very honestly doesn't want to spend her time with home care or whatever things. Now, her spouse also needs to get trained to look at the entire scenario in the same space. Now, when they are not in sync with this kind of a tendency, then there would be conflicts and both of them will actually go into a guilt trip. One will be an active into it and the other would be passive.
Indeed, that's true. A husband's support and understanding does make a lot of difference. For a child, spelling of love is T-I-M-E, time. If we are able to spend time with the child, they feel loved. But if we don't, we feel guilty and start to compensate for the time. Ms. Rajgopal, how do guilty parents make up with the child?
So yeah, see, you know, this becomes a vicious cycle and guilt, you know, loves company. Guilt is an unhealthy negative emotion. Okay, so what would happen is the guilt would always attract more guilt. And most parents, what do? They would, start indulging the child, right? Maybe give them expensive gifts, give them iPads, take them out to expensive restaurants, and even take them out in outings which are not really required, abroad trips. These are all the kinds. And second thing is, when they go into this indulging, right, this goes on, and that is what in colloquial terms, we also call it as pampering the child. Right now, this pampering again leads into the mother herself or the father or both the parents themselves getting frustrated at times, because then the child starts becoming more stubborn, more obstinate, and it goes on and on that way.
That's true, and indeed is an eye-opener for all of us. Ms. Rajgopal, according to a prominent online magazine, a groundbreaking study has found that mothers can go back to work months after the birth of their child without the baby's well-being suffering as a result. But how does society perceive a mother who joins back work after the maternity leave or some months after it? Ms. Rajgopal, please enlighten us on what is the societal viewpoint for a working mother?
This stereotypical tendencies are not fueled just by the family. You know, when I used to be a visiting counselor to many schools and I meet teachers to, you know, address issues of problems of behavior in children, the add-ons most of the teachers would always give me when they are introducing a child with a behavior problem is, you know, but both the parents are working for this child. And I would always turn back and ask them, but even in your home, both of you are working. A teacher's house also, both of them are working, isn't it? So we forget it ourselves. Maybe we are all also working women, but we might actually be creating some kind of a negative reinforcement or, you know, and creating guilt in somebody else's life. That we also need to be careful.
Correct. That's right. Society certainly even now has this notion for working mothers. Working or not working, they love the children equally, entirely and completely.
Today, if we see the other side of the table, a study says 73% of Indian women leave their jobs on giving birth. 50% of working women in the country leave their jobs to take care of their children at the age of 30. Even among those who manage to return, 48% drop out within 4 months of rejoining the workforce. So in a situation like this, a woman who was brought up with the thinking that she has to work and make her career, she's educated, earning good salary, suddenly has to give up working after a child is born. At times, this leads to frustration and guilt, of not being able to sustain her career? What about this guilt, Ms. Rajgopal?
Many a times what happens, even having a child is not completely the woman's decision. Then deciding to work or not to work after having the baby also many a time is not happening to be her decision. Now this is when this guilt trip is very, very high. So I wouldn't say the entire mother community falls into this category. Now there are others who have willingly thought about having a baby and moved on to becoming a mother, but has not had the clarity how she is going to manage home and work. Or probably there have been many assumptions. You know, so there are a lot of things which are taken for granted, right? Because many a times they just think things work. And then they suddenly see, okay, after 9 months the baby is there, the wife has decided not to work, they are not able to find a maid, or they had assumed the parents would take care or the in-laws would take care, and these things don't happen. And then suddenly she realizes that she has to stay at home for the next 3 years. Now then she feels, you know, all my hard work, studying, raising, you know, before having the baby probably she's really raised to a good position in her work, and then it goes down. Or they assumed, you know, sometimes realities are very strong and bitter. It's totally unexpected. They would have assumed that getting a nanny, hiring a nanny or some kind of creche system and all will work beautifully, and then it really hits them back. Now these are the times when they have no other option. When the mother, obviously then in our kind of a system and most systems, it is the mother who stays back for all purposes, you know. Then there's also the nursing which has to happen. So it's always easier for the mother to stay back and handle these things. But that also has a heavy toll on the mother's psyche when she starts getting into a huge guilt
trip. Yes, this guilt trip. And doesn't this take a toll on the child? I mean, what about them, as the mother is overtly assertive, saying time and again about leaving the job for the child, in severe cases, venting out their frustration on the child? What happens with the child's psyche then?
Yeah, see, many people feel that when the child is so small and is a toddler or an infant, at that time, probably the child doesn't understand. Now, this is not true. There are a lot of learnings happening. There's a lot of subconscious, energy flow also happening. And this does have an impact on the child. You might find these children are cranky. And automatically when your mind, the mother's mind is also, you know, quite negative, or, you know, it is filled with frustrations and, self-blame or blaming the environment, her caregiving also does go down. Though she doesn't intend it, it does go down in different ways. It does have an impact on the child's emotions. It does have an impact on the child's diet. And overall, it does affect the family dynamics too. The interpersonal relationship between the young parents also does get affected.
That's right. A poor child for no reason has to go through all this. Bringing up the topic of single parents. If single parenthood is a rough road, we are told to put on a brave face and get over it. This is a very famous saying. Ms. Rajgopal, what kind of guilt does a single parent go through?
Again, you know, we as a society, we strongly believe that a child should have both parents. Okay, now all this guilt for single parents comes from there, right? Yes, again, that is an ideal situation. Okay, but most psychologists would agree that it is always better for a child to live in peace with a single parent than live in a conflicting and a disturbed home with both parents. Now, this is something which the single parent who is having the custody of the child needs to believe in. Most of these parents who are single and who have the custody of the child go through the guilt of not providing the other parent to the child. Right. So if single parents were having custody of a child, they need to start believing that, yes, I have the custody of the child because I am capable of giving a peaceful environment and a growth reinforcing environment for my child. Now, if they are able to believe in that, they will not get into the guilt. Another important thing is you don't have to play the role of father and mother. If you're the mother, you actually only have to play the role of the mother. If you're the father, play the role of the father. Do not try to play the role of the other parent and then feel defeated.
Yes, this is about a single parent when divorce happened. There's one parent who has the custody. The other parent, who's the non-custodial one, does exist, is there in this world. But what in a case where a parent is a single parent due to death of the spouse? What kind of guilt such person goes through.
So, see, that is why we all know that by nature, the universe has been blessed with this kind of a condition where a child has two people, a male and a female, a father and a mother, to rear it and provide the kind of parenting, which is a very ideal situation. Now, there are certain families where it's again because of the universal laws or universal scenarios. What happens is the child is blessed with only one parent. It could be related to death of a parent, a sickness of a parent, or it could also be related to divorce. Now, in such cases, we cannot really demand and say just because this child is not being brought up in the way the natural law has devised it, that this child is going to go through trouble. Right now, this parent will definitely learn how to handle this and rear the child. Now, we cannot have any, there is no specific theory or there's no research which shows clearly that all children brought up by single parents have emotional difficulties and children brought up by both parents do not have emotional difficulties. These things are all part of life. There are many single parents who are able to bring up children who don't have any kind of emotional struggle. So what is very important is we need to accept that this is the law of universe or this is how the situation is.
Right. Acceptance of the situation. That's the deal. Accepting a situation will certainly help in getting rid of the guilt. Ms. Rajgopal, when we're talking about guilt, it is kind of a one-sided thing. Always the world portrays that it's just the mothers who are going through the guilt. Is there any sort of guilt which the fathers go through?
See, now we need to also understand the difference between guilt and feeling bad, right? Now, we also need to be very realistic, right? If a family has to run, then the money has to flow. And if the money has to flow, we need to have breadwinner or breadwinners. So fathers feel bad a lot, yes? But where do they feel guilty is the young mothers getting that sympathy from the society, from the family, when they express their guilt. Okay, whereas fathers are never heard. So fathers feel extremely helpless and they feel guilty when they go through any of these kind of situations where, they have gone through a disappointment with regarding caregiving and as a result of which the mother has to leave the job. Now, these are the situations where the father goes through a guilt trip. When a father has gone abroad or is not reachable and the child has fallen sick very badly. Right? And the mother runs around. It is automatically taken that, oh, he was away or he has gone out. They do not, the society, the family doesn't give him that much of discount that, yes, he also has these emotions. Now, this is where the fathers feel very bad about it and they do feel guilty. Why are they not being understood the way they need to be understood?
Right. A father's love, it cannot be compared. It cannot be calculated. That's correct. So, Ms. Rajgopal, we spoke all sorts of guilt. Guilt that working mothers, working parents go through. Guilt that a mother who's left her job goes through. Guilt of single parents and guilt of a father. But the question is, the conclusion, how to get rid of this guilt?
So, that is something which is very important, right? As we were speaking about guilt, and I mentioned earlier also that guilt always needs company and guilt will keep attracting guilt. We also need to know what exactly leads parents, other than the typical stereotyping, what leads them into guilt. Now, we always get into the state of guilt and we prefer to remain there as long as we are believing about our helplessness. Now, learned helplessness is a concept from positive psychology, which is a very new branch in the field of psychology. So here, there is a very, very popular story that we always share to explain what is learned helplessness. Now, if you see, take a baby elephant, which is tied to a pole. Now, as a baby elephant, the baby elephant doesn't have the strength to free itself from the pole and so it remains so. Now, the same elephant, when it grows up as an adult, still believes that it doesn't have the strength to free itself from the rope which is tied to the pole. Now, this is exactly what is learned helplessness. So, to help you understand how do you come out of guilt is first and foremost, as I said, the cause of guilt, one of the major causes is the stereotypical tendencies that we believe in, right? So, if we are looking at learned helplessness, young parents, first and foremost, definitely have the ability to overcome the learned helplessness and we need to come out of it. right? So the first point is we need to identify, is our guilt because of stereotypical tendencies? Is our guilt because of the unrealistic expectations? Is our guilt because of our unrealistic perceptions of the environment and situation? Now, if we are able to identify why are we going through this guilt, this is going to help us to, sort out our issues by overcoming each of these problems. Now, why is it that we need to also get rid of guilt? Is when guilt leads to guilt, guilt leads to indulging children, guilt also leads us to get unnecessarily emotional. And these kind of unnecessary emotional experiences can really hamper our interpersonal relationships either with the spouse or with the children themselves. That is why it's extremely important for young parents or parents of any age to overcome guilt.
Working together towards overcoming the guilt. Thank you so much, Ms. Rajgopal. Being with you has enlightened me and many parents like me about how to get rid of the guilt, how to take care of the guilt in a very positive manner. Thank you so much for being with us. To all the parents, tell us how you like this conversation with Ms. Rajgopal. You can write to us on our Facebook page and our Twitter handle. And also, you can reach out to us on our app, which is easily downloadable from Apple and Google Play Store.
At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPerksonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.